There is a plot of land known as the Old Atlanta Prison Farm. It's right near the federal penitentiary on the south side of town. And Dennis, as you know, it's owned by the city of Atlanta, but it's outside the city limits in DeKalb County. And that appears to be one reason the land is overgrown and the buildings have decayed. But there are a group of neighbors who hope to turn it into a park that could be one of the biggest in the entire region. And Mary Claire Kelly has more.
The unofficial entrance to the Old Atlanta Prison Farm is a break in a wall of overgrown bushes. Frances Blackman lives one house down in this quiet neighborhood. She says in the 2 decades or so she's lived here, she's never set foot on the property.
Because there's a lot of people go over, probably take dope and everything else over there. You don't ever know what goes on over. I don't never go over. It's just going to waste. When they could do, really put something over there, some kind of stores or something, park, whatever.
This land used to be the Honor Farm, a place where Atlanta prison inmates served time by farming. The farm was started in 1918 as a sort of rehabilitation facility for these low-risk offenders. The men who worked here farmed crops and raised pigs and cows to feed the local prison population.
30 years ago, this area would have been just grasslands, okay? And maybe row crops. Row crops like corn or southern wheat.
Scott Peterson is a leader of a group called Save the Atlanta Prison Farm. In the mid-1960s, the city of Atlanta bought the prison farm from the federal government and divided it up. About one-third of the original property remained a farm that grew increasingly overcrowded and dilapidated. In 1995, the farm closed, and nothing really took its place.
So we think this is what this is an abandoned park. It's an abandoned, neglected area. It's an abused area.
It's also an area about twice the size of Piedmont Park, but it's closed to the public. Police officers have given tickets to people caught trespassing. But this doesn't stop Peterson from leading frequent tours of the property. He walks on a lightly used path, and at times he clears his own trail with a machete.
Chopping your way through the woods.
There's a lot of trash here. Plastic bags, tires, furniture.
Unfortunately, they're knuckleheads that come in here. They're people that have criminality in mind. They drop off dying and abused dogs from dog fights. There have been people robbed out here. This can be a rough place.
This land has been used for storing other, stranger things, like, according to Peterson, the graves of zoo elephants. And in one shady grove, there's a scattered group of what looks like large gray boulders. But these stones are smooth, and some of them look like Greek columns. Some have authors' names chiseled into them.
No, here's Poe right here, and here's Homer.
They're the marble remains from the old Carnegie Library downtown, which was demolished in the 70s.
Look at that beautiful hand-carved Corinthian column here, those beautiful stone swirls.
As you walk, the landscape changes abruptly, from an open clearing to a forest of young pines to a grove of short white birch trees.
You could see so many great things happening here. For example, in this upper highlands area, it's got a nice incline. I think this would be left for a passive park space. But in addition to it, on the areas that are flatter, why not build a collection of athletic fields?
The crumbling buildings that once housed prisoners are now so dangerous, Peterson won't take people inside. But these buildings are covered in colorful graffiti, attracting urban explorers and even filmmakers. Indie horror movies and big-budget films have used this space. Most recently, the Arnold Schwarzenegger action flick Sabotage.
Get your weapons. Let's go. Move, move, move.
DeKalb County Fire Chief Eric Jackson is familiar with these buildings, because they've been set on fire multiple times in recent years.
The past few fires that I've been on there, because I have been on a few, DeKalb County Fire responded. There hasn't been any City of Atlanta Fire Department response to that facility. It's been on us.
DeKalb County battles the blaze even though this land is City of Atlanta property because it's outside the city's borders. And that, according to Peterson and city and county officials, is the root of the problem. John Lavelle is director of real estate for the City of Atlanta, and he says the city is still trying to figure out what to do with the property.
We could sell it, trade it or develop it. We have some public safety needs that have to be addressed, and it's in consideration for that. We have some park needs that the city is looking to promote, but this is not in the city, okay? So we can't develop a park not in the city. So we've been in some discussions with DeKalb County. We just don't know what to do with it yet.
Those discussions have been on and off for the past 15 years or so. DeKalb County did buy part of the original property a while back and has turned it into what is now Entrenchment Creek Park.
Well, good afternoon, Commissioners. It's an honor to be here.
On Tuesday, Scott Peterson tried again to get the county to buy the rest of the prison farm. He presented his case at a meeting of the DeKalb Board of Commissioners. In the end, all he got was a promise of more talk. Here's DeKalb County Interim CEO Lee May.
Kind of the pictures that you see in there. I see code enforcement violations in there and all of that. I think that's a conversation we need to have with the city about that. But I think that's priority number one. Number one is see what we can do to ensure the cleanup of that site. And then I think it would be appropriate to begin to open up dialogue with the city again. So I'll reach out to the city to see what kind of conversation we can begin.
And if the city will listen, the old Atlanta prison farm could overcome its murky past. At least, that's what Peterson believes when he walks through the space.
It has history of brutality. It has beauty. It has great space and freedom. It's like the new frontier, the new South. It has pollution problems. It has just all kinds of contradictions.
But Peterson's group is pushing DeKalb County to clear up those contradictions. He believes the county has money left over from a 2006 infrastructure bond to do just that. For WABE, I'm Mary Claire Kelly.
And you can find out more about this and other stories and interviews on 90.1 WABE by visiting our website, wabe.org.